Thanks to Claire for bringing us that reading. Let's pray together as we think about prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Paul's passion for his people. That's revealed in that passage. We thank you, Lord, for his heart to have the good news preached and shared with them, that they might come to a saving knowledge. And thank you for the words of testimony we have heard this morning of how you have broken into lives and met people and transformed them and given them hope. Lord, we do pray that as we think about prayer this morning, you would give us the same passion for those who are on our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to actually focus on a slightly different passage. It's page 974. It's very, very short. Matthew chapter 9. I'll quote a few verses from it. You know the words very well. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. If I asked you this morning to tell us what you pray about most, I think that would be quite a revealing thing. That would tell us really what makes you tick as a person. It would give us some insight. It would be a window into your priorities in your life. Your prayer life might be very organized and disciplined. It might be 7:30 every morning and now 10 o'clock every night, and you might have that pattern and routine. Or it might be a very spontaneous and quite chaotic thing. But the things that are on our hearts usually reveal themselves in our prayer lives. What we hear Jesus say in Matthew's gospel this morning challenges that a bit. Tries to give us a focus for our prayers. This short text in Matthew's gospel reveals Jesus' priorities, reveals the things of his kingdom. That is about people. Praying for people to reach other people. And whenever we encounter Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus' ministry was in full flow. Jesus had been meeting people and transforming their lives throughout that chapter. He's been healing people. He's called disciples. He has taught with authority. And then at the end of this chapter, he is going to send out his disciples into the harvest field. And I want to highlight three simple things this morning as we think about praying for the outreach to come. How do we think about people? What sense of urgency do we have about this? And then how can we increase our capacity to love people and be a part of the answer to our own prayers? We read in that chapter in Matthew 9, it says, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus was deeply moved when he saw the crowds of people. The word in the Greek for that compassion that he had is a very strong gut reaction. At our meeting or information evening on Mission 2015 on Wednesday night, we thought about Paul having the same kind of reaction when he was in Athens and he noticed how lost the people were. He looked at the people and he wanted to help them. I was at a meeting up in the university area in Belfast on Wednesday afternoon. When I was a student, it's a long time ago, Wednesday was quiet. There was no classes and people went home and different things. It was packed with people. Students, mostly in their sort of fresher mode, which means they're all trying to get free stuff. And they're wandering around looking sparkly and new and thinking, how do I fit in? Where am I going to be? How am I going to make connections with people? How am I going to develop relationships with the people around me? Crowds of people. And there are crowds of people that we are uniquely placed as this parish, in this community, in this village today, to reach for Jesus. Paul prayed for his people that they would hear the gospel and come to know Jesus. We are praying the same thing for our people. And imagine the potential reach there is for all of you to reach the people out there. Not just in leaflet drops, so that's a really great thing to do, but actually personal connections with these people. And they will come. And they will come because they trust you and they know you care about them, but you need to ask. All of you know people, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors. Those are the people that PJ highlighted for us on the video. And many of them are like sheep without a shepherd. If we're very honest, they're lost. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where they're going. And they need someone in their life. They need Christ in their life. There are sheep without a shepherd. There is a harvest, without workers, and we need to be those workers. And the question to increase our urgency in this is whether we really care. Do we really care what happens to these people? Jesus cares. And if we ever question how much he cared, all we have to imagine is him on the cross, because he went there for them and for us. If you don't think you care enough, then that needs to be your prayer today. Give me a deeper heart for these people. If you can't stir up feelings of love for someone, then the Bible would commend us to act lovingly towards them, because the feelings are really quite secondary anyway. That's a sermon for another day. Love is not really just about feelings. It's about acting lovingly to our neighbor. If we care about people the way that Jesus cares about people, then we'll have a sense of urgency. And that's really what harvest language says to me. It's not just harvest language in the sense of, isn't it nice to see the harvest coming in? That's part of it. But also there's always an urgency about the harvest. We, many people would say, see it as an answer to prayer that this last week or so has been very good for the weather. There's a real agricultural crisis in our country. But the farmers have been blessed with good weather, and they've brought the harvest in. They've made the most of it because they know they need to take the opportunity before the winter weather comes in fully. You've seen the harvest fields around us at the moment. There's an urgency about that. And Jesus wants us to see the world the way that he sees it. If it helps sharpen your mind, then take that countdown seriously, 17 days. And the mission of the church will continue. But if it helps to give you that extra motivation, use these next few weeks. Allow that ticking of the clock to motivate you to take the opportunities presented at the moment. And as it deepens your prayer life, because it can only be a good thing to do more praying together and as individuals, then we learn the lessons that presents to us. Praying for people, make that your urgent priority. Allow it to develop in you a heart for those people, to expand your capacity to love, not just emotionally but in activity, and to allow our prayers to change our attitudes. May our prayers in this next 2 weeks be a spilling over of our compassion, of our gut reaction that these people need Christ. And as we pray, our wills will be aligned more and more with God's will. I hope that the talk about prayer this morning is not new. I hope you've been praying for 6 months and more for these people on your prayer cards. There are many of those at the back as well. Though if you haven't had one, it simply says people to pray for, invite and bring. Write the names down today and use those. There are lots of opportunities in the next few weeks. We talked last week about how you might be involved in practical ways, but prayer has to be at the heart of all of this. Towards the conclusion, I'm going to ask you to pray. And we're going to be led in our prayers after our next song. But PJ has challenged us. Jesus has commanded us to take this seriously in terms of prayer. And prayer has to be absolutely foundational in our mission. We have been specially placed at this time, in this place, to do this work. And when we pray this prayer, it's very likely that we will begin to see quite quickly that we are the answer to the prayer. There's a sense in which this prayer is a self-centered prayer. It's all about looking out to others, but it's about realizing that actually this is our privileged place to do the work together. It's in the sense a self-answering prayer. You can't really pray about God sending out more laborers into the harvest field and caring about people and not realize that that's what we are here for as well. Please use these prayer cards, the pray, invite, bring cards with some words of scripture on those. Please take some of these, which will prompt your prayers, and Carl summarized them for us. Those are available at the back. Just prayer points, praise, people, presentation, practical, and pressing on. A lot of P's, but that if that helps to remember, use those at 10 o'clock each night. And we'd love to see as many as are available tonight at 8 o'clock. In Marilyn. We're in the Minor Hall in Marilyn tonight after the close of the evening service. So before Rosie leads us in some practical prayers and focused prayers, let's sing together of our unchanging rock. Lord, we thank you that you care about people, and we pray that our prayers would reveal what we care about in our lives too. In Jesus' name, amen.